Schott reiterates about locking the books away and just using not sure, that it resonates. And at the same time, I see another part of myself that I trust less, but nonetheless has some volume, which comes from a place of like, I have to understand. I need to get the teaching down. I got to read a great many of these books. And this voice, it sort of points more towards the Pariyatti monastics and the suttas, and this sort of aspect of the teachings. That's the dilemma.
Well, I mean, I think it's... I don't see it as a dilemma. I just sort of see it as ordinary. And I think we all have that. And I think it's important to have one, it's important to get that balance of giving yourself the time to practice, but then also giving yourself the time to do some fundamental study or to keep up a fundamental learning of the basic teachings, because I think particularly for us as Westerners, where we don't have a cultural foundation of confidence or faith, then we have to find that in the teachings, and so the suttas, when we go back and read the suttas, which doesn't mean we have to swallow them all in one go, but going back and having a fairly decent knowledge of the basic teachings and how the Buddha himself expressed them, then that gives a certain confidence, and then to apply that in practice, and because on a certain level, as Ajahn Chah says, the doubts will not be resolved through intellectual knowledge. That's not the doubts of in terms of the validity of the teachings and the efficacy of the teachings. That's not going to be resolved through increased knowledge, which doesn't mean we shouldn't find some fundamental foundation in knowledge, so that we've got to have enough understanding of the teaching so that we can have a confidence in the practice and a confidence in ourselves, and gives an energizes the heart. Because often, it's important to investigate that feeling of not understanding, a feeling of lack, and how do we resolve that? Where are we looking for the resolution for that? And if the resolution is looking for some external confirmation, some external bit of knowledge or information that we're feeling, if we got that, then we resolve everything. That's an endless search, because it's what we're trying to do is fill up a fundamental feeling of lack with something external to us, and there is no end to that. It doesn't matter how much knowledge one gains. But the knowledge that we are seeking is the knowledge of the teachings and the way of practice that gives us the, say, the energy and the confidence to put the teachings into practice and gradually learn from that.